The concession stand at Rock Springs in Kelly County Park in Apopka sells cheeseburgers, nachos, and stuff for having fun in the water.
Is that it?
How much are the snackles?
They're $25.
James Oldfield, who goes by the name Rip, has been manning the concession stand at Rock Springs for the past 12 years, and he's owned the nearby inner tube rental for much longer, 28 years. He says he's noticed some changes at the park.
All the algae on the bottom of the river just it grows 20 times faster than it did 28 years ago when I first come around here.
What did it look like when you were first here?
It was beautiful. The bottom of the river was pretty much real sandy, and now it turns green pretty quick.
The algae is thriving on nitrates, nutrients that seep into the water from leaky septic tanks or from fertilizer runoff from agricultural lands and residential areas. Rock Springs is unusual because the water doesn't bubble up from the ground. It shoots out of a cliff, and at least there at the outflow, the algae cannot take hold. You reach the source by taking a wooded trail down from the concession stand. The water for Rock Springs flows from a 5-foot-wide cavern at the bottom of a limestone cliff. The clear blue water rushes through a forested ravine for several hundred feet, where part of the water is diverted to a wide, shallow swimming area. The run travels for several miles before meeting up with the Wakaiva River. Here at the Head Springs, Lee Chapman gets ready to go tubing with his baby daughter. Chapman has come to Rock Springs all of his life and says it still looks good, especially compared to some of the other springs he visits. But he's also noticed changes in the algae level.
Well, yeah, probably in the early 90s is when I first started noticing that. But yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, but if everybody's running on septic tanks, then, you know, there's no way to control that until everybody's on a one system, you know, where the water is at least being treated.
Bye-bye. Besides nitrate levels, scientists are also concerned about the amount of water coursing through the springs or their minimum flow levels. The springs have to maintain a certain level of water to stay healthy, and that level is affected by drought, but also by the amount of water that we siphon off the aquifer. Although Rock Springs water levels are okay, many springs are critically low. Environmental officials say we need more projects that reclaim water so that less needs to be taken from fresh groundwater. Other priorities are treating sewage, limiting fertilizer use, and addressing septic systems used by homes near the springs. The Springs bill in the Senate would devote more than $370 million to speed up those kinds of projects while setting up protection zones around some of the more popular springs. But several prominent business groups are opposed to it, and a companion bill in the House has gone nowhere so far. Still, those close to the issue say there's a current groundswell of support for springs, including from Governor Rick Scott, who requested money for the second year in a row to help the ailing waters. Drew Bartlett, Deputy Secretary for Water Policy for the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, says springs are getting a lot of attention right now.
We are setting and actively working in every spring basin right now. There's a lot of springs in the state, and we're in every one of them. Setting the regulatory goals and adopting regulatory plans to get these things back into shape.
Bartlett says a lot of cleanup efforts have been put in place just within the last 3 years, including a $250 million wastewater treatment project near Wakulla Spring that's brought the nutrient levels at that spring down nearly to restoration levels. Bartlett says that increased funding from the legislature would definitely speed up the ability to do projects like that, but he says the state will make progress with or without this year's Springs Protection Bill. For Rip Oldfield and his customers at Rock Springs, progress would mean an end to the algae and a return to the beautiful, clear, white sandy springs that they remember. Robin Sussingham, WUSF 89.7 News.